Right. You girls have to do it together? Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Can you just start us with your full name and job title?
Sure, it's Detective Inspector Kate Jameson.
Okay, first of all, tell us what details you do know at the moment.
At the moment that we know, at about 4 o'clock this morning, our two victims were walking home separately. They were not in a night out together. They were walking down the area of James Watt Street approximately 15 minutes apart when, at two separate occasions, a male approached them, tried to engage them in conversation, and then forced them into a site off the street where a serious sexual assault took place on both girls.
Two incidents within a short space of time. You think this man was in the area for a while beforehand?
I know that he was in the area from any time before 3:30. He was in the area of Cadogan Street, Argyle Street, James Watt Street, and onto the Broomalaw. And it's highly likely that people will have noticed him wandering about. He's described as white, male, mid-20s, short, dark brown hair, slim to medium build. He's wearing a quite fitted, what would appear to be either a shirt, long sleeve shirt or dark jacket, light trousers with a light tie and dress shoes. He's potentially come from a Christmas party night or a night out with friends in a pub nearby or up in other areas of Glasgow city centre. If anybody recognises that description of the man responsible for these attacks, I'd really appreciate a phone call. If they're unsure, they can phone anonymously via Crime Stoppers as well. We can just investigate any information they give us, and they don't need to be worried that they're giving us a name of somebody that hasn't been responsible for the attacks. We can investigate that and eliminate them.
A busy time of year with lots of people out and about. Will there be more police out there?
There's been an awful lot of police presence. There was a police presence in the area last night. Unfortunately, the attacks have happened. The police presence will be the same as most of the year through, but however, greatly enhanced at Christmas time, because we do have a lot of people coming into the city centre for Christmas nights out and party nights, and it will be the same again in that general area tonight. There'll be a much higher police presence given the attacks last night.
He was seen on CCTV. Was there anything about his behaviour that seemed suspicious? Was he sort of loitering?
No, he appears to have been generally in the areas I've described for quite a period of time. He just appears to be wandering about. Whether he's looking for somewhere to go is unclear. He's just caught on camera for quite a period of time. So I do think somebody will have seen him and hopefully will recognise the description and be able to give us some information about who he is.
And how are the two girls?
They're doing well. They're obviously extremely distressed about what's happened to them, as you can imagine. One of them had to go to hospital for treatment. However, they're doing well, and they're being supported by specially trained sexual offences liaison officers as well.